Tonight on the Worldview Report, Israel relaxes its strict gun control laws, but only in certain government-approved regions. We have reactions from some of America's staunchest gun rights advocates. Exactly what is going on in the Middle East? We'll take a deep dive and explain why this conflict between Israel and the Palestinians is different than previous flare-ups between the two arch enemies. Pro-abortion American actress and activist Whoopi Goldberg praises Pope Francis for his new, more lenient position on homosexuality and other abhorrent sexual behavior. The marketing firm responsible for Bud Light's disastrous partnership with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney has laid off 20% of its staff. And we have a shocking video of Palestinian children being brainwashed to hate and kill Jews. That explains a lot about the age-old war going on in the Middle East. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. We start off tonight with the Israeli hostages being held by Hamas terrorists. At least 190 plus of them are in grave danger in the Gaza Strip. Rescuing them poses painful choices for Israeli Defense Forces, which may have to place a higher priority on a military victory against its adversaries than saving all the hostages. So says former senior U.S. officials and military officers. They told this to NBC News. Israel, well, they have a history of daring raids to rescue its citizens or to kill its enemies. But the circumstances now are beyond anything the country has faced before. Any rescue attempt would most likely be paired with a major military push to smash Hamas. Hamas has threatened to kill a hostage every time Israel bombs civilian targets. Quote, this is not going to be a John Wayne ending, end quote. That's what a former federal law enforcement official who works closely with Israel told NBC News. The first task for Israel is gathering reliable information about the location of the hostages. That's a daunting task, given that Hamas controls the densely populated Gaza Strip. Hamas, well, they can move hostages and its well-trained fighters through a maze of tunnels, high-rises, rubble, and bunkers. Retired Army General Joseph Votel, who led U.S. Central Command and Special Operations Command, told NBC, quote, biggest challenge is intelligence, knowing where hostages are located and the conditions under which they are being held, end quote. An American team of experts, well, they are reportedly on the ground working with Israel to share intelligence and help them with the hostage crisis. Michael Snyder has an informative article up at the Discern Report. Snyder rightly assesses the American public when he writes that most Americans have absolutely no idea what is about to happen in the Middle East. That's because they are, well, most of them, getting their information from mainstream media, which is treating this crisis as, well, just another temporary conflict between Israel and Hamas that will eventually pass. But that isn't what this is all about. So says Snyder, and he's right. Snyder added, quote, this is the final conflict between Israel and Hamas, and it's going to spark a much wider war, end quote. And then he explains, quote, sadly, after the atrocities that Hamas has just committed, the Israelis have no choice. If U.S. women were raped and U.S. babies were ruthlessly slaughtered, most Americans would feel the exact same way. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is telling us that every member of Hamas is a dead man. And the only way to accomplish that is to go into Gaza and kill them, end quote. If Israel moves into Gaza, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Hezbollah, which is Iran, has warned, quote, that it is prepared to open a second front, end quote. The Biden administration seems to think that Hezbollah is probably bluffing. But folks, they're not bluffing. And if Hezbollah officially enters the war, officially, Israeli Defense Minister Gallant, well, he's pledging to, quote, return Lebanon to the Stone Age, end quote. Israeli leaders, well, they're trying to deter Hezbollah from joining the fight. Quote, do not make a mistake, end quote. That's what Defense Minister Gallant said while visiting troops. He was doing this in the northern part of Israel on Tuesday of last week. Quote, if God forbid an escalation or confrontation erupts, here we will return Lebanon to the Stone Age, end quote. There have been reports that Israel has also threatened to destroy Damascus. And needless to say, such a move would bring Syria into the war in an even greater manner. And actually, Israel is already conducting airstrikes in Syria, that we know. The Wall Street Journal, well, they're also reporting that the U.S. is promising to defend Israel if Hezbollah, quote, launches a major attack, end quote. Snyder concludes by writing, quote, if the U.S. starts bombing Hezbollah positions in Lebanon, Hezbollah units in Syria and Iraq will consider U.S. forces in those two countries to be fair game. Of course, if everything that I've discussed above actually happens, it will only be a matter of time before Iran is directly involved in the conflict. Can you see how this war could spiral out of control very quickly? But at this point, there is no turning back. Israel will send troops into Gaza because they have no other option. And when that happens, the great Middle East war will have begun. End quote. Well, as we know, Iran is already involved. The question is, will they become involved officially, out in the open? And if they do, they're threatening to carry out attacks in America. All of this, many experts believe, is part of a bigger puzzle with China helping to pull the strings, creating conflicts all around the globe. So America has to divert resources, time, energy, and attention to various regions. And then once America is greatly distracted at home and abroad, and at home by our border being down and CCP military-age males pouring over along with Islamists, once America is fully distracted at home and abroad and stretched to the limit, then that would open up the opportunity for the communist Chinese to go after Taiwan. Many are expecting that any day. Others say it won't come until after the elections in Taiwan in 2024. See how much the CCP can accomplish with their chosen candidates. Either way, the clock is ticking. But how many Americans understand anything beyond this audience, what we have just explained? LifeSite News reports that pro-abortion American actress and activist Whoopi Goldberg met with Pope Francis on October 12th. And Goldberg, well, she took the time to thank the Pope for his message surrounding so-called climate change and his stance on homosexual acts and communion for the divorced and remarried. In an interview published Thursday by Vatican News, Goldberg talked about her meeting with Francis, saying she has, quote, waited for years, end quote, to, quote, thank Pope Francis for his message, end quote, particularly on the topic of homosexuality. Goldberg told Vatican News that she understood Francis' message to be, quote, gay people, you may not agree. We all know God doesn't make mistakes, so something has to be there, end quote. Goldberg, who has repeatedly championed abortion on her own TV show The View, explained that much of her support for Francis comes from his attitude towards homosexuality and to the divorced and remarried. Quote, he says, we have to love everybody, end quote. That's what Goldberg said of Francis, adding that Francis's position in that a person's sexual behavior is, quote, quite frankly, none of your business, end quote. The teaching of the Catholic Church is that homosexuality and those acts, well, they're intrinsically evil and they're contrary to both divine and natural law. But while the teachings of the Catholic Church on human sexuality remain both unchanged and unchangeable. LifeSite, which is a Catholic news agency, they say that Pope Francis has gone out of his way to undermine these truths through what many see as ambiguous or outright heretical statements. We'll be right back after this break.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Welcome back. Before we continue, let me thank all of you for your support. As many of you know, since the horrific murders in Israel, we have been on the air 7 days a week. We continue to sift through the news. We're working long hours because that's what it takes to be on TV as many hours as we are. It takes a lot of show prep, a lot of research, a lot of study, a lot of verification off the air to be able to go on the air. And we are committed to broadcasting 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, whatever it takes to help you understand the events unfolding in the world through the lens of a Christian worldview. We have received feedback literally from around the world. Many are telling us that the broadcasts that we're hosting from this news desk are unlike anything they can find anywhere else. We're not only bringing it to you in a professional manner, but we're bringing it to you, well, truthfully. We sometimes have to show you tough scenes that are unscrambled, although we're trying to be careful. We're bringing experts. We have a reporter on the ground in Israel, and he's on our team, and we're supporting him as well financially. We have a staff of people that work long hours, even after we go off the air, to take these broadcasts, make sure they're correctly titled so you can easily find them, and then load it online for you to watch or share with friends. The budget here, well, it's quite large, and it's growing because we're having to add more people. Even now, we're working to add someone that can work on the weekends and at night and be on call because I'm committed to coming to this desk whatever the hour might be. That means we have to have people in the control room 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, if that's what it takes. So if you appreciate what we're doing, and if you're not fully aware of the length of broadcasts that we're producing, you can check them out for free at worldviewtube.com. Worldviewtube.com. You'll see just thousands of shows. But in the last, 10 days, you'll see a long list of shows. And again, we got to keep the team together, from our reporter on the ground in Israel to all of our associate producers and experts. We got to keep the team together, and that takes a budget. So thank you for your support right now. WVWFoundation.com. As I often say, think of us as your conservative Christian worldview alternative to National Public Radio or National Public Television. They have donors and supporters, and we need donors and supporters. To those of you already supporting us, thank you. To those who have yet to do so, would you prayerfully consider doing so? You can make a contribution online right now if you so desire at WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com. You will find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. You'll also find our phone number if you prefer to call and make a contribution over the phone. Thank you for your support as we, again, seek to bring you the news through the lens of a Christian worldview so you might understand the times and know how to think about these issues and respond to them, including how to respond to the people that live around you. I know many of you are getting probably questions from family and friends. They're needing context, reason, and logic to the events unfolding. We'll bring that to you, and then you can bring that to them. That's our promise. That's our goal. Breitbart reports that Microsoft is grappling with a colossal tax bill amounting to $28.9 billion stemming from historical accounting practices scrutinized by the IRS. A contentious audit of almost two decades of Microsoft's tax payments focused on its accounting trick of offshoring profits to Puerto Rico. TechCrunch reports that Microsoft, the technology giant with a market capitalization soaring to $2.5 trillion, faces a massive tax bill after an audit. The IRS audit, spanning from 2004 to 2013, has determined that Microsoft owes $28.9 billion in back taxes, a figure that is inclusive of penalties and interest. This is part of a trend where the IRS has progressively become more stringent with large corporations, especially those redirecting profits to overseas tax havens. Microsoft's tax strategy involved moving at least $39 billion in profits to Puerto Rico, according to reports. This was orchestrated through a scheme that saw its intellectual property being transferred to a small factory it owned on the Caribbean island. The IRS, well, their pursuit of Microsoft over this practice has spanned years of legal and political wrangling. Microsoft encountered a legal setback in January when it lost a lawsuit that sought to compel the IRS to unveil thousands of audit-related records. The company, however, remains steadfast in its stance, asserting that the IRS's proposed figure should be reduced by as much as $10 billion. LifeSite News reports that six Republican senators sent a letter Tuesday of last week to U.S. Secretary of Veteran Affairs Dennis McDonoghue, seeking answers on how the federal government intends to care for American service members who have been harmed by COVID vaccines that they were forced to take as a condition of remaining in the military. The letter, signed by Senators Mike Braun of Indiana, Tom Cotton of Arkansas, Ted Cruz of Texas, Steve Daines of Montana, Marco Rubio of Florida, and Rick Scott of Florida, notes that, quote, many service members, despite hesitations against receiving the vaccine, chose to be vaccinated to continue their service to our country. While the DOD, Department of Defense's vaccine mandate, has been repealed as part of the James M. Inhofe National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2023, end quote, and need remains for, quote, benefits and health care for service members who are facing health impacts, end quote, because they were forced to vaccinate prior to repeal. Quote, if our government is asking service members to receive a vaccine, we must be cognizant that there will be unintended side effects that may cause lifelong impacts on their health, end quote. That's what the senators wrote. And then they added, quote, we must keep our promise to support our service members, including ensuring those who come to the VA for help with COVID-19 vaccine injuries are justly compensated and receive the care that they deserve, end quote. The letter noted that the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs provides, quote, no clear information about how to support members who are injured as a result of the vaccine, end quote, despite having evaluated and acknowledged concerns about previous vaccines required of soldiers. A Democratic mayoral candidate's case over an election challenge had its first hearing in court last week, and he is just one of a growing number of Democrats who have filed lawsuits or other legal challenges to perceived election irregularities. When Republicans have done this, well, they have been categorically dismissed as election deniers by their political opponents and in the corporate media. Since the 2020 presidential election, former President Donald Trump and other Republicans, well, they have raised concerns about election irregularities, and they are always referred to as election deniers. But when Democrats make a challenge, they do not receive the same, well, label, despite their almost identical legal challenges in various jurisdictions. So reports Just the News. John Gomes, Democratic mayoral candidate for Bridgeport, Connecticut, filed an election challenge over alleged absentee ballot abuse in his primary race last month against incumbent Mayor Joe Ganim. And here's the facts. Connecticut, well, they limit who can return a voter's absentee ballot. And the lawsuit alleges that video footage of a ballot drop box, well, it appears to show multiple people depositing multiple absentee ballots into the drop box. They're doing this for Ganim. That's what we're told. Oh, by the way, this is what you call ballot harvesting. Well, Gomes lost to Ganim in that election last month by, well, just 251 votes. Ganim lost the vote cast via machine, but won with the margin in absentee ballots, of which 2,630 were cast in total. And according to the lawsuit, Ganim received 694 more votes in absentee ballots than Gomes did. Gomes' lawsuit asked that he be declared the winner of the primary and placed on the ballot in November, or that a new primary be scheduled. Thursday was the first hearing of this case, and it could last 2 weeks. Now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. People in America and Europe looked on the slaughter of innocent women and children with horror after the gruesome killing spree that was carried out in Israel on October 7th by a team of several hundred Hamas soldiers for Allah. They raped the women. They stabbed and shot the men. They beheaded babies. This is all proven. We have seen some of the pictures. The elderly, the sick, it didn't matter, folks. If you were a Jew, you were going to die. How could a people have such hatred in their hearts for another? Well, it all goes back to the indoctrination that Palestinian Arabs receive. The indoctrination and the brainwashing they receive in their schools and in their homes and in their mosques. Take a look at this video and you'll start to understand.
لأن نعمل حرب إنه نفرج اليهود إنه إحنا مش 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 إنه إحنا مش مش شطين إحنا أوايا كمان في ناس بدو بحبوا فلسطين بدهم يحاربوا وبضحوا بدمهم عشان فلسطين أنا بدي أهزمهم بالحرب بدي أهزمهم
بعلمونا إنه الأقصى إلنا وإلنا يعني الحق يعني إلنا فلسطين والأراضي كلها إلنا لأنهم بسبب كذبهم وانتهاكاتهم إنهم يقولون إنه الهيكل تحت المسجد الأقصى ولا مرة إنه يكون الهيكل تحت المسجد الأقصى
أنا أقرأ اليهود
بعلمونا إن الصهيونية هم أعدائنا وهم أهم إشي لازم يسوي فيهم عملية
يعني انهم بيعلمونا بالمدرسه انهم ارهابيين و
بيحكوا لنا عن اليهود انهم هدول مش منيح وهدول بقتلوا قاعدين بشبابنا
بيحكوا لنا هدول غدارين وبيحكوا لنا انه هدول بغدرونا وهدول مش منيح اذا بطعن بدعس عليهم اعمل عمليات
كيف
يعني الدعس عمليات الدعس عمليات الطعن والاشتباك المسلح في المخيمات
ايش اكيد هدول العمليات بترفع الراس ولفلسطين العمليات هاي تاعت الدعس والسكاكين هاي ايش بيرفع الراس لفلسطين
اذا بدك بطلع بستشهد عادي
انا ان شاء الله اساعد الشباب وان شاء الله اصير مقاوم بالمستقبل مع الدوله الاسلاميه
There you have it. Pure unadulterated hate. Directed at Jews and pounded into the heads of little kids from the first day they, well, are old enough to understand what hate really is. But what is this really all about? What it's really about is wiping out the Jewish people, destroying them, so no Jews even exist on the planet anywhere. In fact, they tell you that's their goal, to destroy every last Jew. Why? Because this is a spiritual battle. The desire is, by Satan, to destroy every Jew. So, that the kingdom of God does not come. The Bible tells us that there will be a rolling into the millennial kingdom and the thousand-year rule and reign of Christ. the kingdom of God on earth for 1,000 years. And the Jewish people will help make up that kingdom. And if there are no Jews, no Jews on the planet, no Jews to roll into the millennial kingdom, there's no kingdom. So Satan's goal is to disrupt the kingdom of God from coming and being established by wiping out the Jews. And so this is a spiritual battle. Most Americans and most Christians don't know what I've just explained. They have no idea about the Middle East, Israel, and God's plan for the Jewish people and the coming kingdom. They have no idea that the Jewish people will come to Yeshua, our Messiah, in huge numbers. And when they do, then they will go from the tribulation and they will then roll over into the millennial kingdom of Christ, that 1,000-year rule and reign of Christ at the second coming. But we have to have Jews that believe in Yeshua, Messiah, and they will come to Yeshua or Messiah. They're doing that even now. But if Satan can wipe out every last Jew, then that Bible prophecy is not fulfilled. And that means God's a liar. And then Satan can establish his earthly kingdom. That's what's going on. And yet everything I just explained to you is something that most Christians, self-described Christians, don't even know. It's not new. This has been going on, we know, for a long time. Satan has continually tried to stop the plan of God. In Genesis 6, we see that somehow, I don't fully understand it, but Genesis 6 describes men who are demon-possessed having sexual relations with women and creating a demon-human offspring known as Nephilim. The problem became so great, and it's described there in Genesis 6 if you want to read it, it became so great that there had to be a worldwide flood to wipe out this entire problem. Say, 8 people that got off the ark. What was going on there? Satan was trying to destroy the line from which Christ would come. He was trying to disrupt the DNA line from which Christ would come and destroy that line so Christ would never be born. God took care of that and brought the flood and started all over with those 8 people. And then after Christ was born, there was a desire to murder the Christ child. Joseph is warned by an angel in a dream to take Mary and the child and flee to Egypt. But Christ, well, we know he went all the way to the cross. He died and he was resurrected. Satan lost. Satan now has turned his attention to the Jews again and again, trying to wipe out the Jews so that that Bible prophecy of all these Jews coming to Yeshua, our Messiah, and rolling into the millennial kingdom cannot come to pass. So you understand? This is a spiritual battle. And if you're not on the side of the Jewish people, I'm not saying the Israeli government, if you're not on the side of the Jewish people and their preservation, then you're on the side of Satan. That's why Genesis 12, verse 3 says, I'll bless those who bless you and I'll curse those who curse you. You know what? God's not finished with me and he's not finished with you. And he's certainly not finished with the Jewish people. And God will keep his promises to the Jewish people. And you know what? If he doesn't, then his promises to us about eternal life, well, how can we trust those? But here's the deal. God keeps his word. He keeps his promises. He'll keep his promise to you and me, and not one of us who has come to know him as our personal Lord and Savior will be plucked from his hand. That's what the Bible says. And guess what else? He'll also keep his promises to the Jewish people, and they will receive the land they were promised, which is much greater than the borders they possess now. And he'll keep his promise. He'll give them that earthly kingdom with those borders right there in that millennial reign. And so to have that promise fulfilled, we need the Jews. They need to come to Yeshua, our Messiah, and they are coming to Yeshua, our Messiah. But Satan's doing his best to wipe them all out. So God's plan is thwarted. Well, guess what? It won't be thwarted. But the question for you and I is this today. Are we on the side of Satan with the Islamists and the eradication of the Jews? Or are we on the side of God? As for me and my family, as me and my house, we will serve God. If you appreciate the Worldview Report, we appreciate your support. You can do that again by going to wvwfoundation.com, wvwfoundation.com. You can also support us by going to mypillow.com and using the promo code B66. There are a ton of sales there. If you go to mypillow.com, look for the banner where Mike Lindell's wearing a pair of headphones in front of a microphone. Click that. There are all kinds of specials there. That's kind of a back door right now, including 80% off. Check that out, won't you? But when you do, please use the promo code B66, promo code B66. All right, there are a ton of sales going on there. And then WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, emergency freeze-dried food and emergency supplies of all kinds. And if you'd like to attend our Ozarks Worldview Weekend this weekend, you can do that by going to WVWTVstore.com, too, and purchasing your tickets. Or by calling 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357. There are a few seats left, not many. It's going to be a great weekend. WVWTVstore.com. Well, till then, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. May God save America. Take care.